afternoon. God bless you, all wonderful name Jesus Christ. And today is a really wonderful day, and I'm so thankful for God and how He really does map our life out. How when we look, you know, at our lives, we can see God within the detail. And God really wants to be in every detail of your life. So today when I was running, I feel very inspired. When I run, I get very inspirational thoughts. And my thought today was to really make every day count. We may not recognize that what we do today is going to really affect our future. So our words, our mindset, our reactions, that will affect our future. So what are you sowing today into your life is really important. And for me, I've really just seen this. I've very much evidently seen this running. I was running, and as I was running, you know, I done a 10K. My miles have really ramped up this week. All my runs except my long run is 6 miles, and my long run is 12, which, you know, at first, when you first start something, then a lot of people have said, do not fear that you can't do it. No, my mindset every time I get onto the streets running or onto that treadmill is step by step. So whatever training I'm doing, because there could be many different runs that I do, then I do things very much in sections within my mind. And this is how we should do and how we should be within life. We should really look at life and do it day by day, section by section, you know, and really box things within our minds of what we're doing, you know, how we're doing it. Because God really wants our lives to really be an example to others. An example to others that they can do, that nothing is too hard for them. And when you have that attitude that, you know, today nothing is too hard for me, and that I'm really going to make today count. So, as many of you know, many of you might know, it was a word from God for me to start running. Last year I had a very big off year with the physical things of what I was doing. Just because a little bit of fear, I guess, within me, and maybe a little bit of doubt crept in. But then this year I made that decision that nothing was going to stop me. Nothing was going to stop my goals that I truly wanted within my heart. And this is how we should be within every aspect of life. We just get up and we do. We get up and we make every single day count. We get up and we recognize that, you know, for me, running is where the discipline lay. I go, you know, when I'm running, I can't choose to. And God is with me. God is the one who infuses the strength. God is, every time I'm running, I'm listening to something, and God is really, you know, I'm listening to His word. And I know that, you know, those faith-filled words are carrying me along the run. It's carrying me. But what carries you during your, you know, whatever you're doing, your career, your whatever you're doing within life, you know, what is carrying you? Is God carrying you? Is your old self carrying you? Is doubt carrying you? Or is there a, because there's a really big self-belief and God-belief within me that I can do. There's nothing too hard for me. I know if I can run 1 mile, that, or you can run 1 mile, that is step by step, that you learn and you then build yourself up. And I know I can run a marathon. But if I let fear creep in, then, and doubt creep in, then there becomes the, then there can become a self-doubt within, which then can lower what I'm doing. My mindset isn't that strong today and I feel defeated, you know, and it's everything that we're doing in life is just exactly the same. God just works in me whilst I'm running, you know, the discipline, I can't go out on weekends and I can't be drinking, I can't be smoking. It's just a stability that God gave me to really work towards something that is really gonna also give me a huge self-belief and God belief that nothing is too hard for me and I really can endure hard things. If I can run X amount of miles and set my mind to go and do it, then I can really speak in tongues for an hour. I can really confess with my mouth and really work my mind, because everything is to do with mindset. Everything that we're doing is mindset. You know, when I was thinking about every day, making every day count, I was also thinking, you know, during this training block and what I'm doing, I can't be messing around with putting things within my body that are, and that's like food. I need to be eating right. But I also need the right information. So I'm currently on a course. I really sat and prayed to God about a fair few things. There's a few things that I really desire. And God really just put in my heart, you know, that it doesn't matter the obstacles within your way, the things that may try and, the people that may try and stop you, or the obstacles, that there's always a way around of what we're doing. So God really has put in my heart for so long now to go ahead and go and do a personal training course. And this is, I stopped it last year, and now I know. I really know it's time. You know, my confidence gets knocked, and maybe other people's opinions can come in. But when I know God has put something on my heart and he has many avenues for each and every one of us to prosper, then go ahead and do it. Listen to God. God's voice needs to be louder than this world. God's voice needs to be louder than any other voice. So it is really important to understand this. So, and he was the one who really encouraged me. Yeah, he was the one, go ahead. And, you know, as I've said before, in my younger years, I tried to run, but my mindset wasn't there. I wasn't the person I was now. So God knew what this, how huge just that one movement was going to be for my life. He knew that what was going to come out of this. He knew the discipline I needed to become who I want to become. So when we listen to the voice of God, then he is really able to move you in the most perfect direction. He is really able to give you strength, confidence, a focus, and he is really able to show you that no matter the obstacles in your way, that you still can do. No matter what you choose to do in life, if your mindset is right, if your mindset is focused, you are really able to move in faith. And it is all about mindset, fear or faith. Are you moving in fear or are you moving in faith? Sometimes you need to go round in the circle and a circle and a circle, but God will bring you back to the place that you need to become until you become humble to listen. You know, you can't stay in the same position that you are for many, many, many years. God wants you to move. So when he says, you know, go ahead, do this, or, you know, be, you know, he's also worked very much within me, you know, do video sharings. And I do still on my WhatsApp, I still try and like encourage on my WhatsApp on and just do minute sharings here and there. But it's brought my confidence up because of who I want to be. Then I've kept to the practices, and also, you know, the sharings that I'm doing now. But the thing that I can encourage is what I don't know. So I need information from, you know, I need education to then know. So God shows me, and he's just given me a clear view, clear direction, and I'm excited for what's to come. For the first time in a very long time, I have been, you know, I feel directed, and I feel that I can really do this, because that is what my life is, you know, God first, food and fitness, you know, that is what I do. And why shouldn't I go ahead and do what truly makes me happy? God wants each and every one of us happy, and he also wants each and every one of us to really walk in faith and not by sight. I cannot see my future, but, you know, but I can see it within my mind. I can see the things within my mind that God really wants me to, that God really wants me to do. And it's exciting. So, be the person God's called you to be, whatever that may be, you know, and really walk in faith. That is my encouragement today. God bless you.